Cheer up, Hubert! That's it, Hubert. A little further. Oh!
Hubert. Toby?
Yes, Chucky?
I had the scariest dream. It was real early in the morning, and I looked out my window, and there was a big green monster coming down the street.
What'd you do?
Did you tackle it with your plastic shovel?
Nah, I hit it till it went away.
But the weird part is I had the same dream one day last week, and again the week before that.
Chucky, it was no dream. I saw it too.
You did?
Uh-huh. The monster's name is Hubert, and every house puts out lots of cans full of monster food for him.
Wow. He doesn't eat little kids?
Nah, I think that's why they put out cans. But he has a big wide mouth that goes,
we gotta meet Hubert.
Yeah, we come tomorrow. Let's all get up and see him.
Yeah. Boy, I was really hoping it was just a dream.
No, I guess he's not coming.
Oh, Betty, I really appreciate your helping me out with this recycling petition.
Hey, it's about time somebody sent a wake-up call to those bureaucrats down at City Hall.
We didn't see any monster, Tommy.
I know. I hope nothing happened to him.
Hey, maybe I was dreaming.
Maybe you were both dreaming.
Maybe there is no monster.
There is too a monster.
It's okay, Tommy. Sometimes dreams can seem pretty real.
I'm gonna prove it. I'm gonna prove Hubert is real. Come on. They've gotta be around here somewhere.
I don't like this place, Tommy. It reminds me of that time we went to your garage.
Chucky, this is our garage.
Oh.
Look!
Wow!
Those are the food cans I told you about. I saw my dad put them back in here.
Let's see if there's any monster food in them. Come on, Sal, help me up.
What do you see, Lil?
Does it look yummy?
Yeah, I'll say.
Get us some, Lil.
Yeah, we want to eat monster food.
I don't know, you guys.
I can't get it.
Now look what you did.
Hey, you guys. I don't know if we want to eat this stuff.
Drive has really energized the community. I had no idea that so many people were interested in the solid waste crisis.
Yeah, Deed, but it took you to get the ball rolling. Holy catfish, Lil!
Oh, dear. Stu, can you get that? Lil's all sticky with filth.
Okay. Hello. Yeah, this is the Pickles residence.
This is Tiffany Bride at Channel 4.
The
what?
The one with the hair.
Yes, Mr. Pickles, the one with the hair. Anyway, we've heard about your wife's recycling petition, and we'd just love to come over there and do an interview. Do you think Mrs. Pickles might be interested?
Just a minute, I'll ask her. Dee Dee.
Not now, Stu.
Channel 4 wants to come over and do an interview with you. What should I tell them?
Huh? Oh, I don't know, Stu. Whatever.
She says she'd be delighted.
Now do you believe in Hubert?
Nothing but a monster to eat that stuff.
Well, I'm sorry we never got to get a taste.
Speak for yourself.
If there really is a monster, that probably means he's more likely to come back.
Uh-huh. And soon, I bet. That can is pretty full.
Oh, boy.
Stu, what could you have been thinking? I don't want a bunch of TV news people over here.
Well, you said it was okay. Besides, I thought a little publicity would help your recycling petition.
Help? Stu, we haven't been to the recycling center in 6 months. How's that going to look on TV?
Relax, Deed. I'll take everything to the recycling center this afternoon.
But what about the 5 or 6 cans of garbage we put out every week? Oh, we'll look like the most wasteful people in the whole city.
Deed, I'll take care of it. When Monday morning rolls around, we'll have just one little can of garbage.
You guys, I think we're in trouble.
Oh, no, I hate trouble.
I heard my dad say they're only going to put out 1 can of Munster food this week.
So?
Don't you get it, Bill? Hubert's going to be hungry.
Oh.
If he's hungry, he could eat my straight spinach.
He's not going to want to eat your spinach, Chucky.
He's going to want to eat you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he ate all of us.
Why don't your mom and dad just put out more food, Tommy?
Grown-ups don't understand monsters, Chucky.
I don't like this. This doesn't sound like a good thing.
Are you babies talking about the monster that makes those terrible noises early in the morning?
Yeah.
And eats out of those big cans?
His name's Hubert, and every house is supposed to feed him lots and lots of cans. We're doomed.
Oh, I don't know. There's lots of things that monsters like Hubert love to eat. Things you can find all around the house. It's easy to make a can of monster food.
Hi, Angelica.
You guys just do what I tell you, and everything's gonna be okay.
You were going to take care of all this recycling.
I am.
Tiffany Bright is coming tomorrow morning.
Who?
The one with the hair.
Oh, Dee, don't worry. I got a whole day. Hey, my slippers.
Our trophy. Who put this stuff out here?
I'm worried, Tommy. Chucky, everything's going to be fine. We put plenty of food out for Hubert. But what if something goes wrong? What could go wrong?
I am a wreck.
Stu, calm down. It's no big deal. Oh, we should put out our garbage can.
Oh, yeah, right.
Stu, they're recycling!
Oops.
That hair lady's going to be here in 5 minutes.
Don't worry, Deed. I got it covered.
No, what about the rest of that stuff?
Hey, they don't have to go inside our garage. All they're going to see is this one little can.
Dude, hope you don't mind us dropping by.
No.
Say, where's that gal with the hair?
Should be here any minute.
Great, I'll take these kids inside. Now, you pups just stay here and relax while your folks become TV stars.
We're in big trouble. My folks only put out 1 can of monster food. You know what that means?
Hubert's gonna be mad.
And when monsters are mad, they go back to their cave?
No, Chucky. They eat people. What are we gonna do? Come on, we gotta find some monster food.
How's my hair? The pickles have been recycling since 1986. Isn't that right, Dee Dee?
Recycling since 1986. That's right, Tiffany.
And when were you able to bring your household waste output down to a single weekly can?
We're not going back in there, are we?
Got it, Chucky. That's where all the monster food is.
So, Stu, Dee Dee, during an average week, how many times would you say you make trips to the recycling center?
What would you say, Dee?
Let's just say on average.
Oh, yeah. On average. That would be, give or take, we usually pick up the...
This one, Tommy?
Then I...
Ah!
like Hubert's not gonna go hungry now.
Just 1 week ago, we saw environmental disaster right here at this very home. Cans, bottles, newspapers, garbage blowing into the street. A flood of filth and pestilence. But now the home of Stu and Dee Dee Pickles has become the site for the inaugural run of the city's new curbside recycling trucks. And what a sight they are.
Look! Baby Hubert's!
Lyle's locked in the barn again, and it's on fire.
Oh, no!
Hey, wait a minute. We don't have an Uncle Lyle.
We don't have a barn, either.
When there is trouble, he'll come on the double. He's one dog who knows his tricks. He's Poodle, the talking Poodle.
Uncle Lyle, wake up, Uncle Lyle.
What happened?
You were knocked unconscious by a falling beam after the electric cattle heater shorted out and sparked a fire in the hayloft. I performed an incredible act of bravery by putting out the fire and pulling you to safety.
Oh, thanks. Hey, wait a minute. You can't talk. You're a dog.
He's Oodles. Oodles the talking poodle.
Wow.
That Oodles is the bestest dog in the whole world.
Oodles because he saves people when they're in trouble.
I like Oodles because he never gets scared or worried or nothing.
I like Oodles because he can talk.
Yeah!
Too bad Spike can't talk.
Hey, maybe he can talk.
I can't talk, Tommy. He can't even roll over.
What are you babies talking about?
Hi, Angelica. We were watching Oodles, a talking dog.
A talking dog? Oh, brother, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. I'm playing with big girl toys. This is my junior Miss CEO cellular two-way telephone, just like mommy's. And you babies are too little to play with it. Cynthia, get McElroy on the phone. Order me some sushi. And don't forget to pick up my lottery. Talking dog.
Angelica's wrong. Dogs can talk just like Oodles. I bet we can make Spike talk.
Yeah, Tommy.
Let's do it.
Hi, Spike.
Sure is a nice day, isn't it? Eating good bones lately?
I don't think he's gonna talk, Tommy.
Oh, maybe we gotta move his mouth to get him started.
Sure got bad smells coming out of his mouth.
Ask you a question, Tommy.
Hey, Spike, how come you got bad smells coming out of your mouth?
Move his mouth so we can talk.
Dog, Spike? He dogged! He said up!
No, Philip, he said up!
You guys, I don't think that was talking.
That was just a burp. Don't you have anything to say, Spike?
I know what's wrong, Tommy. Spike's not talking because nobody's in trouble.
Yeah, Oodles only talks when somebody's in trouble.
Hey, that's right. Come on.
I don't know if this is gonna work.
Now, all we gotta do is pretend we don't hear Phil when he yells for help. Then Spike will come over and tell us that Phil's in trouble.
Help! Help! I'm tied to a tree! I'm in trouble just like Uncle Lyle! Help! Help!
Look, Spike's getting up.
Help! Help!
There he goes.
Help! Oh, help! I'm in trouble!
Here he comes. He's gonna talk. He's gonna tell us Phil's in trouble.
Oh!
Oh, it's not gonna work.
I guess we just don't know how to make Spike a talking dog.
Hey, you guys, help! I'm still talking this tray!
So what do you guys want to do now?
I don't know, Tommy. What do you want to do?
Let's go get some juice.
Okay. Come on.
Hey, what about me?
Oops, we forgot Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Those dumb babies. Look at this, Cynthia. They really think they can make a dog talk. Make a dog talk. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Hey, maybe not.
I guess it didn't work. I was in trouble, and I didn't say anything.
This is gonna be good.
Maybe Spike isn't the Wonder Dog after all.
I told you it would work.
Yeah, Spike's just a regular dog.
I guess we should just forget about it and go back inside.
Hey, Tommy.
Huh?
Who said that?
Me, over here.
Talking dog.
Wow.
Hey, Spike, how come we never talked before?
I just didn't feel like it.
How come?
Yeah, how come, Spike?
I just didn't, okay? What's with all the questions?
You were right, Tommy.
Spike can talk, just like Oodles.
Uh-huh.
He's Spike the Wonder Poodle.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Spike the Wonder Poodle.
Those babies will fall for anything.
Come on, let's take Spike inside to play.
Hi, Aunt Dee Dee. It's me, Spike. I'm a talking dog.
Hi, Spike. I'll have your dinner in just a minute.
Well, shake a leg, lady. I'm starving.
Okay. No. No, that's silly.
Hey, Uncle Stu, it's me, Spike. I did a doodle on the carpet. You better clean it up.
Not again. All right, Spike, I'll be right there. Hey, wait a minute.
Spike, what's it like to be a dog?
It's okay.
Don't you get bored just eating and sleeping all the time?
No.
How come you're always licking yourself?
All right, that's enough questions. Now there's something I want you to do for me. You babies go get me some cookies.
But, Spike, my mommy said those cookies were supposed to be for after dinner.
Do you always do everything your mommy tells you?
Uh-huh.
Well, cut it out. Now go get me those cookies.
But, Spike...
Either you get me those cookies right now, or I'll eat you one.
You better do it, Tommy.
Yeah, I think he means it.
Look at those teeth.
Okay, Spike, we'll get the cookies.
That's better.
It looks awful high, Spike.
Don't be a baby. Get up there and get those cookies.
Help me up, Chucky.
I can't look.
I got it.
Can I look now?
Okay, now what I want you to do is bring the cookie jar outside, put it on the picnic table, then leave the cookie jar there and take Spike, take me, and go away.
But why, Spike? I thought you wanted to eat the cookies.
Just do it!
Okay, we did what you said, Spike.
Good. Now get back in the house!
I don't think I like Spike anymore.
Sure is a funny wonder dog.
He's not like Oodles. He didn't save Uncle Lyle or nothing.
I liked him better when he wasn't a wonder dog, when he was just regular old Spike. I wonder why he wanted us to put the cookies outside.
Sounds like Spike's eating something.
But he's not eating anything. He's just lying there.
Then where's that sound coming from?
Those dopey babies!
I can't believe they really thought Spike was a talking dog.
Don't believe anything.
All they had to do was tell him to get the cookies, and they got them. And they thought it was Spike making them do it the whole time.
Toby, that's Angelica's two-way executive telephone.
You guys, I think Angelica tricked us. I don't think Spike was talking at all.
Why'd she do that, Tommy?
Because he's mean? Because he's nasty?
Nope, because she's hungry. She wanted the cookies all for herself. Come on!
Babies, what a bunch of suckers.
Angelica!
Huh? Oh, it's the babies. What do you want?
You tricked us, Angelica. You made us think Spike could talk, and then you made us get the cookies for you.
Big deal! What are you gonna do about it? Throw me in prison?
Spike, what is it, boy? Trouble? What kind of trouble?
What's going on, Stu?
I think Spike's trying to tell us something.
I think he wants us to follow him.
Angelica!
Oops.
Did you eat all those cookies?
I don't remember.
Didn't Aunt Didi tell you they were supposed to be for after dinner?
I don't remember that either.
You're a mess. Somebody's gonna have to clean you up.
And then I think we're going to have to call your daddy and tell him what you did.
Do you think you could just clean me up and not tell my daddy?
Well, maybe Spike's not a wonder dog, but he's a pretty good regular dog.
He's a little off the top.